This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Rescue and recovery operations continue in the Bahamas in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, the most powerful storm to hit the country in recorded history. There are massive damages and thousands of people are homeless. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says there are 7 confirmed deaths, but that number is expected to rise. Right now, Dorian is gradually moving past the states of Florida and Georgia toward the Carolinas. There are large-scale evacuations in both South and North Carolina. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says she is formally withdrawing an extradition to China bill that ignited months of sometimes violent protests and police action in the streets of China's semi-autonomous territory. Lam's announcement could defuse tensions between her government and pro-democracy activists. Reuters correspondent Amir McCarthy has more.
Carrie Lam said on Wednesday the government will, quote, officially withdraw the bill and eradicate the worries of the people, adding the security chief will propose a motion to withdraw the bill.
What happened in the last 2 months has shocked and saddened the Hong Kong people and made everyone worried and upset about Hong Kong. Everyone is very worried and hopes to resolve the current situation.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Reuters previously revealed that Lam had told business leaders last week that she had caused unforgivable havoc by introducing it.
That's Reuters' Amir McCarthy reporting. Activist leaders were quick to say Lam's action today was insufficient and that they would keep demonstrating until other demands were met. In particular, they want a probe into charges of Hong Kong police brutality. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is condemning days of widespread looting and arson attacks on foreign-owned businesses across Johannesburg and the administrative capital, Pretoria. This is VOA News. A U.S. government watchdog agency says migrant children who were separated from their parents at the country's southern border last year have suffered serious mental health problems. The report was put together by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Anne Maxwell is the department's assistant inspector general.
Many children enter the facilities after fleeing violence and experiencing direct threats to their safety during their journey to the United States. Some children also experience the additional trauma of being unexpectedly separated from their parents as a result of U.S. immigration policy.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered another setback Wednesday when lawmakers approved in principle a law that could prevent him from withdrawing from the European Union on October 31st without an agreement. The House of Commons voted 329-300 to approve a draft bill that could delay Brexit for 3 months in order to reach a new agreement on the separation terms. That would clear the first hurdle in a series in order to become a law. Lawmakers are further debating the measure before voting on it again later Wednesday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is still predicting a Brexit victory ahead in his dealings with the EU.
This government is going to get a deal from our friends in Brussels. And we will get the backstop out. We will get an agreement that I think this House can approve. The only thing that's standing in our way is the undermining of those negotiations by this surrender bill, which would lead to more dither and delay.
YouTube has run afoul of U.S. regulators, and it will cost some big dollars for its Google overseers. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Google will pay $170 million to settle allegations its video site YouTube collected the personal information of children without their parents' consent. Google was fined $136 million by the Federal Trade Commission, and the company will pay an additional $34 million to resolve similar allegations with New York State. Federal law requires parental consent before companies can collect and share personal information of children under age of 13. YouTube has said its service is intended for ages 13 and older. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States has imposed sanctions to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network it accuses of funding terrorism. President Donald Trump today expressed optimism about engaging in diplomacy with Tehran. He said the Iranians want to make a deal. The Treasury Department says over the past year, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Quds Force have moved oil worth hundreds of millions of dollars through a network benefiting Syria's government and the militant group Hezbollah. U.S. officials have announced a reward of up to $15 million for any person who helps disrupt such financial operations. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.